Okay, let's bring the meeting to order, and we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. So let's see, Maylene, you're going to do roll call?
Dale Silva.
Here.
April Chan.
Present.
Chris Hannigan.
Here.
Richard Padmod.
Here.
Jules Spalding.
Here.
Thank you.
So now we'll do the approval of minutes?
No, public announcements.
Public announcements?
Oh, we're doing public announcements, excuse me. Do we have any speaker cards? Or no, I guess we're just public announcements now, huh?
You still need a speaker card for that.
Yeah, so do we have any?
No.
That's a good thing. Or not. Okay. With that, we'll move on to approval of minutes. Do we have any comments or a motion?
I do. I have some corrections.
Okay.
On page 3, before number 4, second paragraph, first line, it says, Council Member Spalding motion to continue the item so that staff can provide an adequate staff report. That should be corrected to state so that staff can provide a complete staff report, as the report distributed was missing pages. And then after the before the Fairview Traffic Safety Committee information, there needs to be a notation stating due to the constraints of time, there was inadequate time for the Fairview Traffic Safety Committee, comma, Chair's Report, comma, Council Announcements, Comments and Reports, Staff Announcements, Comments and Reports, and the meeting was adjourned because we ran out of time, so that's all those items. It wasn't that there weren't any council announcements or there was no report, it's just that we didn't have time to get there.
Right, we only had the room for...
Right, the time for the room expired. So that's why it's due to the constraints of time. There was inadequate time for the... And then there's your list.
So do we have a motion to accept these as amended?
I so move.
As proposed, modified.
As proposed, yeah.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All
aye.
Opposed? So be it. Consent calendar, there's no items on the consent calendar. Now on the regular calendar, the first item is GTE MobileNet, the conditional use permit for the cell tower. I guess first, do we have any speaker cards on that?
Staff report.
Okay, well then I guess we'll do the staff report first.
Thank you. Do I need a microphone or does this... For your consideration at this time is conditional use permit PLN 2017-00119. It's a request for a telecommunications facility on the north side of Fairview Road between the Jalensic subdivision and Old Fairview. This item was originally brought to you at the last Fairview MAC meeting in April, but was continued. The proposal includes the installation of 6 new antennas and related equipment, along with a ground equipment enclosure on a PG&E transmission tower on a PG&E-owned site that's not developed with any other land uses aside from the PG&E uses. It's adjacent to residential land uses. It does meet the general requirements of the county's telecommunications policy, with the exception of the setback from the residential land use, which in this case is around 80 feet, whereas 300 feet is a suggested setback. It does meet the other siting policies in terms of the type of site. This is used for industrial utility use, which is preferred by the policy, and it is a facade-mounted installation, which is also the preferred type of installation by the policy. The applicant did explore other potential sites and was unable to secure a lease because it meets the policies in general, and because this seems to be the only available site per the information that staff had at hand. Staff is recommending approval of the recommended telecommunications facility, subject to the contained conditions of approval. The applicant is also here if you have any questions. I believe he has a presentation as well.
Okay, do we have any comment cards?
No.
Anybody in the audience want to comment on this? Paul, you want to?
Just a quick question. Is this the new G5?
This is for 4G coverage. Please come to the mic, because we can't get any of this on the recording. Mr.
Ed, come to the microphone. Thank you.
So the question from the audience was, will this be a 5G cell site?
Thank you. My name is Ben Merritt. I'm here on behalf of the applicant Verizon Wireless from Sacramento. Thank you. My name is Ben Merritt. I'm here on behalf of Verizon Wireless from Sacramento.